talking with JT Poston. And JT, your thoughts, kind of summarize what the win at John Deere Classic last year meant to you.
Yeah, it was obviously a big week anytime you win on the PGA Tour. And for me to get my second win and kind of validate the first one after going through some highs and lows, just felt really good. And the win came at a time where it sort of propelled me into the playoffs and made a great run in the playoffs and got to Atlanta. And so it was kind of icing on the cake after a great summer.
You talked about during the press conference the fact that it's a grind out here. You've been on the tour for 7 years. There's times when you're saying, am I ever going to win? Am I going to make the top 30, whatever the case might be? Mentally, is there any way you can explain to people how tough competing at this level is mentally?
The mental side of it is definitely probably the hardest part. There's just so many weeks where you really feel like you're playing well and you do play well and you just might get beat. Somebody else has a better week, or you have a bad break here or there, and it's such a fine line between winning a golf tournament and not even being in contention. And so it's easy to kind of fall into these ruts where, you know, you just haven't had the finishes that you'd like, and we're all competitive and we all want to do well and we all work hard. And so when you're working that hard and you're not really seeing the results, it's hard to, that's probably the biggest mental grind or the mental barrier, is to just kind of be patient and let it come to you. And if you keep working hard, then it'll happen.
And finally, that being said, can you have fun out there? Do you have fun out there playing each week?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, obviously, we're still playing golf for a living. It's also what I've wanted to do since I was a kid. And so while it may be tough and it is hard, like, we're still extremely lucky to play the golf courses that we play, have the support that we do from all the communities that we get to go to. And we're definitely very fortunate. And that does not go unnoticed by all the players. And it does mean a lot to us, and we're extremely fortunate to play golf. We play golf for a living, so it's not that bad, but it is a grind.